Welcome, everybody. Shir number 973, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas. We started the halachas of Mayim Achrayim. And just where we finished off last Shir, we said that, we spoke about in the beginning, that because the reason we from the pasuk v'skadishtem v'yisem kadoshim, right, double lashon, then we said because a person's hands are dirty. And we said the main thing, V'yesh Locha, just read from the Mishnah Berurah, in our Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, Ois Sifkatan Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, again, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, where all the halachas, most of the halachas of Mayim Achrayim are found, V'yesh Locha Shema Ma'orev Bahen Ma'at Mimelech Sedaimis, right? Shemisamei Ho'einayim L'mishen Egeya Bahem. It's dangerous for the eyes because a person's hands could be from salt v'achar, right? We don't have this quote-unquote melech sedaimis beinenu amongst us. In other words, all basically we're worried about all salts people eat. They use salt and so on. They might touch their eyes and so on. All these various different things. And that's one of the main chashashes of, or the main chashashes of, the main chashash of this Mayim Achrayim. But again, we're going to see that still, even without all this, one in general, we do still wash Mayim Achrayim. So the interesting, the Dirshu, he brings down, first of all, he brings down at the end, in Ois number 2. Okay, so in Ois number 2, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, which we'll talk about, which, like I said, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lamaisa, we have to wash anyways. So I just want to go, talk about that for a minute, because it is actually mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. It's all the way at the end in our Simen Kuf Pei Aleph. So it'll be a while till we get to it. But I want to talk about it for a minute, because Lamaisa, a person should know to wash Mayim Achrayim and not, because now we said, well, the Melech Sedaimis and the salt, what about if I don't use salt? Maybe I shouldn't wash. So Lamaisa, just real quickly to read, which we'll go over it again when we get to it, Bezras Hashem, but from these, in our Simen Kuf Pei Aleph at the end, Sif Yud, Yesh She'en Nehagim Litol Mayim Achrayim. There are those who don't wash Mayim Achrayim. So this is the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber talking. Even those who have such a minig, even the Mechaber himself says on that Adam Shewistinis V'ragel Litol Yodav Achar Asuda. Somebody who washes their hands after they eat. And generally, hands are dirty, right? Istinis. But a person nowadays, we wash our hands right after you eat. Their hands would have a din of being dirty, and they would still have to wash. So even according to those, if you're a type of person to wash your hands anyways before you eat, after you eat, because they're dirty, even not salt, but still we would wash. Even according to that Shita who says possibly maybe we wouldn't wash. But I just want to read from the Mishnah Berurah to start off in Sifkat Nechav Beis on this inyan of, is there a possibility not to wash Mayim Achrayim? He says like this, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nechav Beis, Mipnei She'ein Melech Zedaymis Matzibayneinu Mishum Yadayim Mizuhamais Ein Choshishin. Right? We're not worried about that aspect of it. Again, this Melech Zedaymis, whatever it is. Hayov Ha'achshav Ein Makpidim L'rachsan Biluchlech Meichel Ein Zekariz Zuhama Lanu. So he said, Lamaisa, since nowadays we're not so makbet to wash off the dirt from the food or whatever the case is, it's not considered zuamais, whatever the case is, Vidasa Grub, but then he finishes off, then he continues on, Vidasa Grub, Beirai, according to the Grub, bring down the Mishnah Berurah, Lamaisa brings him down, the Beirai, the Tzarech Litol Gam Huidna, that one has to, the Tzarech Litol, person has to still wash today, Mayim Achrayim. The Tam Melch Zedaimis V'yadaim, Mizuhamais Gam Atashach, that this thing of Melech Zedaimis and the dirty hands, whatever case, it still applies today. So then he brings down from the Magen Avraham, V'chein Kasev HaMagen Avraham, also from the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah bring him down in Sifkat and Chaf Beis, V'chein Kasev HaMagen Avraham, B'shem HaMekubalim, the whole Adam Yizor B'Mayim Achrayim, B'shem Dim Mekubalim, that person should be careful to wash Mayim Achrayim. Now we'll get into it, if women, how that works, whatever the case is, but as of now, all people, all men for sure, and we'll see how it works with women. In general, we say if a woman is makbet to wash her hands, also it's a good thing to wash my machrayim. Kohanim also, but and the right way. We'll see how to do it. V'chein hechmer hamarshal v'yam shal shloim v'chein kasev birka Yosef shom shehechmer harbe v'zeh. One should be extremely careful in this inyan of washing mayim achreinim and the deer shoe. I just wanted to end off with the deer shoe, how he brings it down. In ice number two, back in the beginning, right? We just read from the Sifkat and Chaf Beis at the end. Now getting back to the beginning. The reason why I said the end, because like I said, we're not going to get to it for a while, but people should understand. You should wash, make sure to wash my mechrein. V'cholzeh says the deer shoe, kasev or chasholch and dafuka melech sedoimus anatsmi mehayam. Whatever the case is, this has to do with salt from the sea and not salt from the land, from the mountains. It's a different type of salt. It's the melech, quote unquote, sedoimus, melech sedoimus. But he brings from the peleyayitz, ulam be peleyayitz, kosev also. Shafis manenu that nowadays melech sedoimus ain't much. Even though again we don't have this quote unquote melech sedoimus, and the mishbara said that lamais according to the gra, we don't really have it. But a whole Indian still exists. One should be careful to wash according to the gra, according to the Magen Avraham. Nowadays he brings the peleyayitz kosev. Nowadays we don't have this whole thing of melech sedoimus ain't much. Ain't sakana bedaver. It's not a real sakana. You wipe your eyes, whatever. Become makan mutal aleinu. He says very interesting lashon mutal aleinu. Mutal aleinu chiyuv that mamish chiyuv l'kayim is divrei chachamim. Mamish is a chiyuv to be makayim divrei chachamim. She'af im einai. Even if you're not afraid, it's going to be a question of dangerous to the eyes or whatever the case is. Shekol divrei chachamim. In other words, if Chazal said this is what we have to do, he finishes off again from the peleyayit. That even though if Chazal said this is what we should do, even the reasons don't apply so much today in many situations. One should still make sure to be makayim what Chazal told us to do, which is again mayim achrayim, which Lamais is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. This is what one should do, and he says that's what is mashma from the Mishbura also. So you know, again, are there those who you know far fetched? Possibly, maybe they won't wash. There is episode such a tzad, but Lamais will be seen from all this. Again, the Gra Magen Avraham brings from the Peleyayitz mamish. It's a chiyuv because of the fact that it's divrei chachamim. We have to be makayim divrei chachamim. This is where, even though the reasons don't really so much apply today, but still we have to make sure to do it. You have this in various different places. You have it in Shabbos sometimes, various different places. Also, if somebody could say, well, I'm not going to, you know, start mentioning which places, but, excuse me, be it as it may, there are various different places in Shabbos. Also, you know, possibly you'll say, well, today it doesn't apply so much. L'maisa, if it's Gezeris Chazal, Chazal said this is what we have to do, then we have to be careful, this is what we have to do, and not start looking for the reasons, this, that, and that, this, that, and the other thing. So one should be very careful in washing my machranim. Of course, we'll go through all the various different halachas as to how to wash my machranim the right way. Upcoming shiurim, thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha. Kol tuv.